once again down to the Gawler Heritage Centre with Jill and Les to look back at Gawler's history.
Yes.
For Wednesday, July the 5th. And we'll kick off once again, so I'll let Jill go.
Okay, the Amalgamated Bunyip and Gawler Times. The readers of the Bunyip and Gawler Times were very briefly informed last week that the latter paper with its plant and goods had changed hands. We now have the satisfaction more fully to state that the proprietor of the Bunyip has at considerable cost to become the purchaser of the whole of the type and machinery of the Gawler Times office, which brings with it the advantage of being comparatively new and of the most improved character as regards its mechanical appliances.
That's funny because just about 2 weeks ago, I, by accident, in fact, printed out this little article.
Oh, the Gawler Times.
Because I was researching into the Gawler Times because it's one of the sources I've used fairly heavily. Mm-hmm. And I find it really interesting that Gawler had so many newspapers.
Yes.
There were several. They were all bought out by the Bunyip. The Gawler Times was probably the most well-known of those papers. And this one begins with the Gawler Times of yesterday contains the following announcement, which we avail ourselves of this week, purposing to address our readers on the subject in our next... I love that. What does that mean?
They never use one word when you could use about five.
That's right.
Yeah.
And in the meantime, respectfully soliciting the patronage of the late supporters of the Times. So this is from the Bunyip. We beg to inform our subscribers that the present number of the Gawler Times will be the last.
Mm-hmm. Yes. But I love the way they say advantage of being comparative... most improved character as regards its mechanical appliances.
Yeah. That's a bit... Yeah, the printing press.
Yeah, the printing press is fairly new, apparently. Yeah. And works really well.
The Bunyip was probably by then much older paper. The Gawler Times had sprung up after the Bunyip was established. Mm. So they probably did have newer equipment than the Bunyip had.
Mm.
But the Bunyip was always the big paper in Gawler.
Well, always still is.
Yes, still is. And we are reading the Bunyip today, so it was the survivor.
Right, 100 years ago, further floods. On Sunday last, the South Para River at Gawler again assumed swollen dimensions. And during the afternoon, the stream rose 5 feet and looked as though it was going to again invade the homes in Water Street. Some of the timber that was lodged by the recent flood was carried further downstream, and the water affected further erosion to the bank near the old Methodist manse. The cutout here is so great that the council found it necessary to mark the spot with a danger light, as many pedestrians select that portion of the riverbank for a promenade.
In other words, it's erosion has taken place and the footpath's going to disappear into the river.
Yes.
I think Gawler is famous for its floods.
Yes.
And even gone right back, and like it says there, there's photographs in the Heritage Collection of different floods with the Williston Bridge underwater or the South Para River is underwater. And it's, I can remember... what is it, the 70s or 80s, we had a big flood that came down and all this mud came down off the hill and High Street and it went through all the shops in the main street and it was mud.
Yes.
And then it all went into Murray Street and these pictures of people shovelling mud. And if they had a basement or a cellar, it would fill up with water as well.
Mm.
And that, there's a number of them in the main street, but... Gawler has had, over the years, so many floods.
Oh, that's the result of two rivers joining into one.
Yes, confluence of two rivers, Just since I've lived here 30 years now, we've had quite a few floods. I've gone down and photographed Goose Island underwater.
It goes back, as it says, to 100 years, further floods. Mm. And that's the thing. Water Street is well named then.
Yes. I assume that's probably 8th Street. So I'm not sure exactly what year the names for Gawler South changed.
No.
Because I know our street was originally Elizabeth Street.
Right.
And I have Union Street, Second Street was Union Street.
Right.
But I don't know
what I wish they'd kept their names.
Yeah. Oh, so do I.
I don't like the numbers.
Nothing.
No. Yeah, there's no character, and just a bunch of numbers.
And obviously they were named after people.
That's
and
right.
Things like that, which yes, they should have
yeah.
stayed.
Yeah.
I don't know whose bright idea it was.
It was because of the merger of the two councils. Because they had a separate council. So when the two councils merged, like I know there were two Union Streets. So there was Union Street up on the hill. Second Street was Union Street, and there's duplication with names. So rather than change the names of some streets, they just changed the whole lot.
When would that have been?
It must have been, I think, would have thought it would be nearly 100 years ago. Yeah, so I think it was then. Around about that time. It was in the 20s, I'm pretty sure.
Yes, that's a shame, I think.
It is, I agree.
Mm. Floods of Gawler have been an ongoing drama.
They have.
Though the one just recently tested the new dam up on the North Parra, and it worked very well. Mm. We didn't get a lot of the flood. Yeah. Okay, 50 years ago. 17 Gawler entries for 24-hour trial. This year's 24-hour motorcycle speed and endurance trial sets underway at noon on Saturday when the leader of the opposition, Dr. Bruce Eastick, flags off the first entrance. The course is over 700 grueling miles. Entries accepted from Gawler include 4 sidecar outfits and 13 solos. In Gawler Aero Motors workshop, showroom and used car lot will be handed over to the organisers. The workshop is the main refuelling point and will also house the organising officials. So I haven't heard of that before.
No,
That was a new one on me. Yes. I see Dr. Bruce Eastick is the leader of the opposition for South Australia.
Yes, he was for some time.
Yes. Was he the mayor before that?
I think he was mayor before and after.
All right.
So, and at various times, he was on and off mayor of Gawler.
Right.
So at one stage, he did resign from mayor because his duties were too heavy.
Mm.
But then he became mayor again. So he was mayor and I moved here.
I often shake my head and think, why would people want to put themselves through 700 grueling on a motorbike?
Yes.
I mean, just, why would you be covered in dirt and mud and...
It doesn't appeal to me.
It doesn't appeal to me either. No.
You notify most of them are men, of course.
Yes. Yes, men are silly. Women are too sensible.
25 years ago, Diana's image stronger than ever. As we approach the first anniversary of the death of Princess Diana, and the image of her face in the concrete of a veranda of a house in Malala is getting stronger. This is despite Mrs. Satina Sontag's efforts to completely remove it with strong detergents and scrubbing brush some months ago. When the rain dries onto it, the image disappears, but as it dries, Mrs. Sontag said the image of the princess coming back stronger than ever. Mrs. Sontag said she was quite happy if visitors wanted to come and see the image for themselves and take the photos. Now the Gawler Visitor Centre even has information to help people find their way to her home.
We had this story about this a while ago, first day, probably last year.
There's always people imagining all sorts of things, isn't it?
There are.
Shapes.
Yes.
I think there was even one with a piece of toast.
Yes.
Sometimes they can see Elvis, and sometimes they can see Jesus, and sometimes they can see...
I see all sorts of things that happens in my curtains, and it varies all the time. But
I think it's a vivid imagination going on there somehow.
Yes. Me too.
Yeah.
10 years ago, troops welcomed home. It was a day of celebration, recognition and reflection when 460 troops were officially welcomed home from a seven-month tour of Afghanistan on Saturday. For Sergeant Peter Majewski, it was his fifth deployment, but the first time he has been separated from his two sons, 4-year-old Ty and 2-year-old Alex. He was one of 460 troops serving under Operation Slipper as part of the Edinburgh-based 7th Battalion Royal Australian Regiment Task Group to take part in a welcome home parade at the Torrens Parade Ground in the city on the weekend.
Tough deployment.
That would have been so hard.
Yes.
I remember we went to the Canberra War Memorial, and they had, in the more modern section, they actually had one of the vehicles, and it had all bullet holes in it, and it was, it really brought you home. I was quite shocked. Yeah.
I was the son of a serviceman, and he, when we were living in Malta for 3 years, he was away in Cyprus and North Africa, so we were on our own, mum, my brother and I, in the camp, and he's off having a good time, basically.
Well, it would have been dangerous as well.
It was.
In this particular, Afghanistan, it would have been so dangerous.
Worse than what he was doing.
Oh, yes.
Yes, it would have been.
That was more peacekeeping.
Yes,
Except for Cyprus.
Cyprus was a flashpoint. Yeah. Very tense.
Sort of brings it home to you when, this is still going on today.
Yes. It's not. So anyway, we'll better let these good people get to work because the centre is now opened. We've run over time, so
thank you very much.
We're holding people up, so we will finish there. And I believe Kay is still away for another couple of weeks.
Oh, is she? Okay.
Yes. I know she'll be back by the end of the month. So
okay.
Yes, and having a wonderful time. I think she's now in Germany. Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you.